quite simply, Dean, that was an outstanding effort from your squad. Can you try and put into words what you've just witnessed today?
Yeah, we spoke about it, yes, and this was probably our equivalent of the FA Cup final, and I think that that the atmosphere and everything happened probably showed. Look, they were outstanding. To go down to 10 men after 6 minutes, it was always going to be hard and it was tough, but we got ourselves back into it. We're under a lot of pressure, and we spoke to them about it at half time. This can galvanise our season, and it can be the platform that we need to go on and build on over the games that are left for this season.
The work, were it the blocks, the efforts, the never say die attitude, the flying in to stop shots on target, that was back to the start of the season from your whole team really today.
Yeah, look, there's a lot been said about everybody apart within our four walls. We've had to have a siege mentality the last few weeks, and the lads have had a lot of stick, and they showed everything today. They showed absolutely everything. It's a young group. They're eager, they're honest, they absolutely get work. Work rate's phenomenal for that. They give us Monday to Friday, and there's a lot of decisions not gone our way over the last few weeks, and one or two didn't go our way today again, but they showed great character and desire and endeavour for the football club today.
Well, let's touch on that straight away, the big moment at the start of the game. Andy Cook, your leading man, your leading scorer, being dismissed. Your take on it?
Yeah, look, I have the footage I have done off Calamar analysis. It's a little bit zooming out so I can see as much of the pitch as I can. The arm's up, it's no contact with the arm. It's the side of Cookie's body, his torso that catches him as he jumps across him. So I'll have a little closer look at the club's footage that we put on the website and maybe what Sky have got as well for the highlights, and then we'll go from there.
And think about an appeal, no doubt.
Yeah, no doubt. Look, as I said, it's a little bit grainy, our footage. It doesn't look like he's caught him, but as I said, I'll have a clearer picture when I see closer up footage.
Let's talk about the remaining 10 that were on the field, though, in terms of the passion, the endeavour they showed, epitomised by Josh Gordon, the man of the match, John Guthrie, who was limping throughout that second half. This today was a side that cared, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, as I said, they've had a lot of stick, and I think one word to say, people saying, I've heard not fit to wear the shirt, they don't care, they don't mean nothing to them. As I said, they're a young group, they want to learn, they want to listen, they want to develop, and today was like back at the beginning of the season. They gave absolutely everything, and that's the minimum we can ask for. It went our way today. Some weeks it might not go away, but as I said, we've had a lot of things go against us. There's been decisions, really bad ones, over the last few weeks. At the end of the game last week, I had the fourth official apologise to me. The assessor apologised to me for the decision on Jack Fitzwater against Blackpool. We do reports to the MOAS regarding refereeing. They come back and said we should add two more penalties than we actually had. One or two things ain't gone our way. You could talk about luck and rubber to green. One or two balls and things like that today, like putting the bodies on the line when they got through us eventually, they showed everything today.
In a way, did that galvanise your team, though, that sending off today?
Yeah, as I said, we spoke about it at half-time. At half-time, that was a word that was used. We said we're in a game. We'll get opportunities, we just need to take them, and we've got to be brave. We can't see it as like we're down to 10 men. We can use this now to galvanise the season, push us on and give us a platform, and that's what we'll use it as.
You're 4 points from the bottom four. What will this victory, you needed it, didn't you, in terms of the losing run that you're on, what will this do now for your team, for you, for the rest of the season?
No, look, as you said, we're only 4 points clear. It's still going to be very difficult down there. It's going to be tough. It's going to go right to the wire, to say. We can only look after ourselves. We'll keep looking at our fixtures, and we'll get ourselves best prepared for the next game, and we'll go to Burton next week, and all being well, built on the back end of what's happened today.
My final question, in terms of the formation today, you sort of went like for like with Bradford. You went for the 4-2-3-1. Shows the flexibility of your squad, I suppose, doesn't it?
Yeah, look, we're still waiting on one more body to have a fully fit first team squad, what I'd class as. Georgie's joined back in training, so he's on the bench and got a few minutes today, just waiting on Morgan. He said we've got everybody available now, so as I said, on the back end of what's happened today, it gives everybody a lift and everybody a bit of confidence and everybody to fight for a position going forward.